The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Randy Joppy here. How you doing today, Bob?
And Michael Gray pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, we got everybody in a room at one time. It's been, what, a month or two since we could get everybody together?
And the smoke's starting to choke us out here.
Good to be back.
It's around this time in the show when my stomach starts growling, so if you hear any of that, I apologize. We've talked to all you do is talk about food and beer for 2 hours, and then I leave here twitching.
Well, it's always nice when Chaz comes up because we always have something to drink. We have some soda pops now, so.
Yeah, and he brought us this 120 non-alcoholic beer. It's just fantastic. Tastes like an IPA, but he claims there's no alcohol in it. It's going to be a cool option in the bars and restaurants around town.
Well, for years, I was pretty convinced that, there was a certain national brand that was my favorite beer. And then when I really started shopping all these microbreweries in Michigan and tasting the different beers they made, I mean, meeting up with them, meeting up with Frankenmuth, meeting up with Barry at Saugatuck.
Arcadia.
Cascade Winery. Tim Surprise at Arcadia. These guys have just world-class beers. That's why Michigan is the third-ranked microbrew state in the country.
We're very blessed that way, aren't we? I mean, it's just cool that we have, and a lot of them are right here around us. They're just not all over in Detroit. Yeah. There's a lot of West Michigan brewers.
No, I think they're more over here.
Yeah. Yep.
But when you talk about grilling, just a nice, clean, crisp, handcrafted beer is great with a steak, or when you're just making the steak.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a rule in our house. If Daddy's turning the grill on, or if Daddy's going to go out and start a fire.
Would you be Daddy?
I would be Daddy.
Okay.
He's going to go have a beer.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm authorized.
That's right. I mean, it's peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. You can't not do it.
Half the recipes I have are timed with a beer or two.
Michael, you ever have a beer when you're grilling?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if that's a trick question. Of course. I'm looking forward. The one thing I'm missing right now with all our winter grilling, and we talked about it earlier, the pictures, check it out at the Grilling Guys Facebook page. I took a picture of my thermometer the last time I got in on a big project because it was 11 below.
Yeah.
Not wind chill, 11 below. There wasn't a puff of wind. And I took that picture because that's the other thing. That's my excuse. Throw the umbrella up on the table out on the deck, put my feet up, pour a cold one, and light a cigar.
Isn't
and,
nice?
And just sit out on the deck and get serious about a grilling project. That's the one part that goes away in the wintertime. You can still do the beer because the beer can sit inside. But this mama bear is going to have a problem if I light up a stogie in the kitchen.
Well, that's true. And that's why we're doing this event in a couple of weeks with the LAV people. We're going
the
up
to LAV the LAV people?
Yeah.
Like they're aliens.
Well,
we are from
people.
The LAV.
Yes, they're from Tony Gatesville.
Yeah, it's
two
Tony
doors
Gates.
Down.
That's mayor of Nuevo, Tony Gates.
Yeah, well, Tony's been gracious enough to invite us up to the Dam to Dam contest. It's a fishing tournament, and it's on Croton Pond on February 19th. And we'll be broadcasting our show live from there from 9 to 11, like we do every Saturday morning. But on the 19th, we're going to be broadcasting right out in the stinking snow.
Yep. We're going to be doing a little ice fishing, too. Michael, you've been to this contest before. This is the fifth annual. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, they've got fishing contest classes in walleye, perch, I want to say bluegill, and northern pike, I believe, is the other one. There's a $5 donation. Goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. This year, John Leinenkugel's actually going to be there. They're going to build the Liney Lodge on the ice. So they're going to have that out there. It is it's a weekend-long party. It's a fantastic time. Tony has been kind enough to bring me up to speed on it. He's kind of, I don't kid when I say he's the mayor of Nuevo up there. When Tony Gates comes into an event, they're going big. And it's going to be a fantastic time. Absolutely awesome. The weather's supposed to cooperate. Not going to be too god-awful bitter cold, so you can get out and enjoy yourself. And you know if they're bringing over Beermeisters from Wisconsin that something big's going down.
Yeah, where is it at again?
It's up in Nuevo, Croton Hardy Dam area. If you've ever been tubing up there, you ever done a float trip on a canoe, it's right there. They even have very primitive camping. I know you tend to be a little bit more of a 800 thread count kind of a guy. But if you want to go out, live in a tent, do it outside, at least according to Bob. That's what he was saying about you on the show last week. And if you want to go out and do that, they do have campsites available. You can go up, stay for the whole weekend, live it up. You guys are going to be up there, obviously, firing up the grills and keeping the smokers going. And I would suggest bringing your top-end recipes, because when I mentioned this to Gates, he said, well, if they're going to be there, I better be impressed.
Oh, and we will. We're not only going to cook some pork butts and some ribs, but we'll bring some fish recipes. We just had Rob on in the previous segment about some salmon. We got some salmon in the freezer we can thaw out and do a few things. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to make a weekend of it, actually, because we're going to come up on Friday night. They've got a damn she's hot contest. Not sure exactly what that all entails, but
yes, you do.
Sounds like fun. Anyway,
I love it when he plays coy. I have no idea what goes on at these things.
Yeah,
I don't know. Apparently, it's
I just stumbled in, officer.
I thought this was hot sauce. Yeah. What is this? What is she doing? Joppy playing innocent, you coward.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. But they're raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and that's a cool deal, and we're happy to be part of it and looking forward to it.
And you guys,
now he's happy, Joppy.
Does he know this? Does he know this yet, Randy? I forget. Last week you were off on another Himalayan adventure, whatever it is you do on weekends.
he's do you doing know, his bucket list.
Bob threw the gauntlet down in terms of the fishing. His only mission in going to the Dam to Dam contest, and again, check it out at damtodamcontest.com. You can see all the details in an itinerary. Is to beat you. There's an unofficial fishing contest within the fishing contest.
I already told him.
Yeah, well,
it's
right on the back of throwing down the gauntlet, he says, hey, do you have any ice fishing equipment I can borrow?
He said the same thing to me last week after the show. He goes, you got any fishing gear? I'm like, hey, you know what? It's all my stepdad, or my father-in-law, rather, has got all of our ice fishing gear. He's like, ah, Jop, you'll have a truck full of it. I'm sure he's going to bring it all.
Yeah, right. So I'm going to give him my best stuff so he can beat me, right? Yeah.
I'm just going to go to Alan Bob's because they're sponsoring it. So
yep, you bet.
I'll go down and see Alan Bob's, and I'll buy, you know, their basic ice fishing rod will be way better than any of that junk in your garage.
Probably so. They're a great shop. I actually do a lot of shopping down there. They've got an excellent selection. No matter what hunting or fishing season we're in, we stock up at Allen Bob's because they got it all. They're local guys. They've done it. You're not in a big box store talking to the guy that was the aisle manager at a furniture store last week, and now
Michael has a rolling account there, I think.
Yeah, they were the founder of the feast for my 7-point over bow season, my first year bow hunting, and I got my bow and then went in, and they did everything to it. They tuned it, they tweaked it, all my accessories, my arrows. They got me shooting straight at their indoor range. And they keep trying to sell me guns because they know that's my weak point.
Yeah, I fell for that one.
Yeah, every time I go in there, Merle's looking at me going, I got the new SIG. You want to see it? You want to hold it?
I got a pretty sweet 40 caliber out of them.
Yeah.
Randy,
all good.
I've garnished it on Randy a few times. Garnished?
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
Yeah, that's
brandished.
That's like partially.
Brandished, thank right. you.
Right. Garnished. I put some
sprigs on it, and I shot at Randy.
I'm super! Thanks for asking.
So we also need to talk about the Laugh Fest, that not the one we're having,
yeah.
But Gilda's Club. Tell us about that, Randy.
Yeah, it's called the Laugh Fest, a seriously funny event, and this is the most recent event in downtown Grand Rapids. It's going to happen March 10th to the 20th. There's two weekends and one week between. It's a festival. It's a talent show. It's got comics coming in from all over the United States. There's going to be a chance for open mics, where different bar venues are going to have open mic night throughout the week. And then the last weekend, they're actually going to have a joke-off, if you will, and name a top comedian from the local area. So a lot of cool things going on. They got Betty White coming in for their annual, or their 10th year anniversary, rather.
She should come into the Damn She's Hot contest.
Dude, you're playing like Betty White. I can't be the only one that saw the Snickers commercial.
No, that's right.
Okay, good. You looked at me like... What do you mean I'm playing like Betty White, weirdo?
But this is all to raise money for the Gilda's Club. They're a charity close to my heart. Been involved with them for 6 or 7 years. My wife is a cancer survivor, so she's not only a volunteer, but she's also what they call a member now. So a great organization, functions completely on donations. They don't have any support from insurance or anything like that. So this is a great event for them, and it's a 10-day Laugh Fest in downtown Grand Rapids. There's anywhere from 2 to probably 14 different things going on any given day.
I think we're going to broadcast from one of those Saturdays down there.
Yep, yep,
and
we are.
We need to bring the pig.
Yeah, we could do that, Choppy. Too. I think that'd make people laugh, right?
Choppy.
Need to bring Choppy down there.
I'm telling you. See, it sticks, man. It's catchy.
What's your wife's first name? That doesn't rhyme with Joppy either, does it?
No, we'll keep her out of this. But if you wanted to get tickets to the Laugh Fest, the Laugh Fest tickets are available at Ticketmaster, or you can go on LaughFest, LaughFest.org, and there's a place to order tickets there.
Excellent. Michael and Randy, thanks a lot for coming down here and entertaining everybody today.
Yes, sir.
This is the Grillin' Guys every Saturday from 9 to 11 on WBBL FM 107.3. We're out of here.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.